welcome to the 10th episode of the Nolan Fans Podcast, the official podcast of NolanFans.com. I'm Alex Hawes.
And I'm Teddy Blass. On this week's episode, we're going to be discussing the Inception crew going skiing up in Calgary.
Near the Arctic Fortress.
Near the Arctic Fortress.
From there, they move to Fernie Alpine Resort and set off some avalanches.
Crazy stuff.
And then we have an interview from Tom Hardy in which he calls Inception an ensemble piece. And then we'll wrap up the episode with the last production update for the movie, which is end of filming. That's a wrap. And question time. We have one question we'll be answering in question time with Alex and Teddy.
Yes, we will. So let's jump right in.
First story.
To the snow. I was going to say pool, but...
There's a lot of snow.
There's snow all over the place. All right, so Inception goes skiing.
Right.
This is the last week. The Calgary Herald reports that atop this snow mountain, which... Fortress.
Same
location, presumably.
Right.
Chris Nolan wants the entire cast to learn to ski.
Right, so apparently Nolan's being real detail-oriented, according to Matt Mosteller, who's a professional ski coach at the resorts of the Canadian Rockies.
Right. He says that he's super detail-oriented. Nolan wants everything right. If you're portraying it, you've got to be able to do it.
So they're skiing.
Yeah. And we've seen...
you gotta think, Leonardo DiCaprio, young, millionaire, always dating these, like, supermodels. Like, right. This dude's gotta know how to ski, right?
Yeah.
So who's he teaching to ski? If Leonardo doesn't know how to ski, I'm disappointed. What else do you do if you're a multimillionaire movie star dating Swedish supermodels? You better ski.
Yeah. Or at least snowboard. Right. I think snowboard's a little bit harder.
Skiing, that is
skiing's,
more...
Skiing's more like a conventional...
And snowboarding is more youthy.
That's true, yeah. I mean, he's not that youthy.
Snowboarding was around 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder if he's ever snowboarded.
Coming up on the lives and details of superstars.
Right.
So, apparently, people in the movie, some of the stars not named, need to know how to ski.
Right.
Because they're going to be skiing.
In the movie.
And they could be skiing away from avalanches. Which is our next story.
Right. Inception moves snow at Fernie Alpine Resort.
We got this from the Free Press, which is a Canadian publication. They say, this past week, just last week, explosive teams on the ski slopes of Fernie Alpine Resort utilized avalanche bombs to set off, you guessed it.
Avalanches.
Awesome. Which is being filmed by Christopher Nolan's crew.
Yeah.
A quote from one of the guys in the article says, "We've been working with the movie crew at Nakiska, which is a resort, which is, I guess, close to Fernie. I guess it's like a group. It's part of those resorts mentioned earlier, the Canadian Rocky resorts.
Right. I think Nakiska might be a city.
Really?
Or a town. That was my impression.
Canucks, email us if we're getting this all wrong.
Yeah, do it.
And heard they needed to film an avalanche and say that they're having a tough time finding a place with snow. So when we mentioned that to our Fernie snow safety team, who was doing our avi control, they asked if it would be okay to go along, and I guess they got the green light.
Right. They said they've had tons of snow, lots and lots of snow. In fact, the most snow in the 5 alpine bowls of Fernie Alpine Resort since 1984. That's 25 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's a good year of snow.
So, yeah, they're setting off avalanche bombs. We've had users in the comments and the forums say that reminds them of James Bond movies.
Yeah.
Some people say bad James Bond movies, which some of them are. Like, one of the more recent ones, there's a whole skiing avalanche thing.
I remember that. I don't know which James Bond movie that was. I don't think I'd be able to name it, but
it's
I know.
It's one of the Pierce Brosnan ones.
They're on, like, snowmobiles and, like, jumping over, and then there's, like, some
building
in the middle of the side of the hill or something. There's, like, gunfights.
And XXX was snowboarding. Ah, related.
Really?
XXX was snowboarding away from avalanches. So I guess that concerns some people. I say avalanches, awesome.
Chris Nolan. I mean, I don't know if you could... You could pick out the most cliche thing that all bad movies do, if there was one to name.
Right.
And if Chris Nolan did it, people would just be like, right. Let him do it. It's going to be awesome.
Right.
He's going to be the one to make it work.
Yeah, I think he's done it before, you know.
Done avalanches before?
No, I took usually cliched ideas and kind of put a new twist on it.
Right, put it to the test.
So, this is exciting. Makes me wonder if we'll see any of this avalanche stuff in the trailer.
Yes, we're going to. We have to, right? They're doing avalanches. They're not going to hold this back.
I hope not. Or, you know, unless it's really awesome, crazy, like what they are doing with Avalanche. I'm ready for them not to show me the coolest stuff of the movie. So if the coolest thing in the movie...
That's also true, yeah. I'm definitely kind of thankful or glad for the fact that this movie is kind of... The plot's so secretive, where we don't know specific details yet. Or, like, some details that might have leaked or whatever, but it's not really, like, confirmed or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't really know how to say it. Like, there's a lot of crazy stuff happening in this movie. If we knew specific details, I think it would be completely ruined.
Right.
It's enough details to be like, okay, so let's count how many crazy things. First of all, gravity going nuts.
Right.
Fighting in that gravity going nuts down hallways.
So what if the avalanche starts falling into the sky?
That would be crazy.
I just thought of that. Let's do that. Although that would have to be CG, and that might not look good.
No, they can do it. I've seen it done.
We can't put any of this craziness into any context.
Right. Which makes it exciting.
Right.
Which makes... It builds the hype.
Yeah.
But it's not empty hype. I think it's real hype. Because we're going to see all this in a movie, and if you had all of this in any movie, how could it be bad?
Right.
I mean, there's ways it could be bad, but...
Right.
Chris Nolan's at the top
Chris
of this.
Chris Nolan, it's not and be bad. Everyone else involved in it is so, like, top of their game right now. Everyone who's in this has really, like, been bringing their A game lately. Like, I doubt anyone fails.
No, yeah, I don't think they will. And it kind of brings us into our next story here, where Tom Hardy calls Inception an ensemble piece. And that's what part of this is, and I think what part of what you're getting at is there's a lot of good actors in this.
Yeah, it's like...
Like, there's a lot of... there's a lot of good actors.
Right.
I'm going to say that any differently.
And there's a lot of the A-list actors in there, and then there's kind of, like, the cult people mm-hmm. who've recently kind of been growing up, and then there's, like, the Oscar winners who are highly respected. You know, there's just so many different types of actors, and they're all... amazing.
Yeah.
And according to Tom Hardy, it's an ensemble piece. It's not like all one person's game so much. It's, you know, there's a lot being spread around.
Yeah. It's a party movie.
This was an interview with MTV.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently MTV caught up with him during a break in shooting, and Tom Hardy was seen boxing with Leonardo DiCaprio on set.
And we've seen pictures of this before. I think it was either production at 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
The last bunch of pictures where they're not filming. They're just hanging out in the street, just like taking punches at each other. I mean, not, but like right. play fighting.
Right. Well, apparently there's some bruises. I mean, from the teaser, we've seen some gravity-defying brawling and stuff, but it seems that this is just like you said, it's just... play fighting while there's downtime on the set.
Right.
Tom Hardy says Leo's a big MMA fan, and so they've both been kicking each other and kicking and elbowing each other. And
right.
He keeps bruising me.
he gives me as good as he gets.
You know, it's both of these guys. Tom Hardy's not a small dude.
No, he's not.
So I don't want to be punching him.
Yeah.
So it seems like there's a really friendly atmosphere on set, too, you know?
And that's good, I think, I think that's really good for the actors and for everyone to work together. Not that I have any experience working on a movie set. But as we talked a little bit before we recorded the podcast, Michael Bay screaming at people.
Right.
That just seems like an environment where, I don't know, things could probably get done efficiently in its own way. But right. people might be, like, angry, be like, that...
Yeah,
guys, not... freaking yelling at me again. Whatever.
Yeah.
This seems more everyone. It's a party movie.
It's a party movie. That should be the tagline. Inception. It's a party movie.
It's a party movie. My only fear with this is kind of, I don't know, fear, concern, whatever. Is that there's so many actors, but I don't know if everyone's going to get enough screen time.
Right.
But it's like you want to see a lot of everything. You want to see, of course, we'll have a lot of Leo DiCaprio and Ellen Page. But also, I want to see a lot of Tom Hardy. And I want to see a lot of Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Right. And Ken and Lucas Watanabe. Hawes.
Yeah. And Marianne Cotillard. It's
right.
Cillian Murphy, too. Who else? That's so many people. That's like eight people.
Yeah. Tom Berenger.
Yeah, Tom Berenger.
There's a lot of people. I'm sure we'll see them all. Tom Hardy did say, you know, it is an ensemble piece, but the onus of the movie falls on Leo's face.
Right.
He is the superstar of the film.
Yeah.
So.
As we saw in the first trailer, which was that was the like the second.
It really does fall on his face. I wonder if he meant that very specifically, like, because he, you know.
So we should start dissecting all these quotes, because we've got a lot of quotes, vague quotes about what people have been saying.
And it's just his face. There was the, him in the helicopter.
He talked about not hitting him in the face or something, when they're boxing. I don't know.
There's a lot of his face. I don't think we saw any of Leo's body, really.
No, in the trailer, that close-up face.
Close-up face in the helicopter, the and then again in the helicopter, and then in the city.
In the car,
and
looking
then in
out.
The bathtub.
Yeah.
And then in, yeah, in the plane at the end when he wakes up or whatever it is he's doing. It's a lot of his face. Inception. It's a party movie with Leo's face.
With Leo's face. So that basically brings us to our last production update. Sad to say, almost. But come on, they gotta hurry up. I want to see this movie so bad.
That's a wrap. It seems that production has officially wrapped on Inception.
Yep. IMDb posted or updated the status of the film November 25th.
Right.
And they said it's officially in post-production.
Right.
I'm not sure who edited that. That date's certainly wrong.
Yeah, that date definitely seems to be wrong, especially given the Avalanche story and the Tom Hardy interview.
Yeah.
The date seems to be a little off, but that, given the IMDb status update, and then we also knew that it was set to end around end of November, early December.
Right.
And then this past week,
Leo is chilling in Mexico.
Right.
So that's pretty much a confirmation. People have scattered.
Read more details about this on the front page.
Yes.
So that means post-production time. That's editing in the edit bay. Like, nonstop for Chris Nolan and his editor to, like, who knows when, probably April, June.
Mm-hmm. Post-production time, actors' jobs are over, crunch time now with editors and everything, like you said.
Yeah, so, and then if there's any special effects teams, they're going to be working on special effects. Hans Zimmer's going to be writing the score. Sound guys are going to be mixing Avalanche sounds in.
Yeah. I wonder if they had any of those. I wonder if they recorded the Avalanche sounds. I don't know how you do that.
If you're using bombs, probably not. They're probably going to have to re-record all that audio.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, the snow's starting to move. Yeah, I'm sure they're probably re-recording that.
Yeah. Or maybe at least like the rumbling, because that snow is making some noise as it's falling down the mountain.
And we hope, even though they're only doing post-production on the movie starting like now, let's hope they've been doing post-production on the trailer.
Yeah.
Starting a couple weeks ago, months ago.
When is the date for Avatar? December 14th? Something
December
like
18th,
that? December 18th? Hoping the trailer's with that.
There's a rumor going on. We've seen it on the internet. We've seen it in our forums and IMDb and on other places where people are hoping it's with Avatar because that's the perfect place to put it with.
Right. Because it really is. That's going to pull in a lot of money.
Yeah. And it's going to be pulling in money. Who knows how long this can be in theaters? Titanic was in theaters for like 14 months.
Yeah.
So this could be in theaters. It's never going to be in it that long, but it could be in theaters for, you know, five
Six months.
You know, and so it's a good landing your trailer with that is good. The biggest problem is it's not the same studio. So Fox is going to squeeze in their trailer, probably. And then whoever wants in is probably like a bidding war, you know?
Yeah.
It's prime placement. They've
got $200 million to spend on this film.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I wonder how much they've spent so far. Like, I wonder if you can keep a tally. They probably do keep a balance sheet of how much money they're spending. But, like, I wonder what they're at right now. Like, do you think they've gone through half?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
The production part's got to be the most expensive.
That's the production budget. So, I mean, that would include post-production, but that's not going to include stuff like marketing.
Oh, okay.
Marketing is going to have its own budget.
Interesting. How much do you think that is? Do we know how much that is?
The marketing, nowadays, it's any movie is probably easily $20 million. Mm-hmm. And then I think a movie of this size is probably going to be something more like $40 to $60
million. Right. I was kind of under the impression that they just mothballed the whole thing and put out that number and be like...
No, that's what they want you to think. Because then it makes... Then you don't realize how much money they're actually spending on the movie.
Right.
Because if you think about it, it's impossible for these movies to make back money. It's like... Yeah. It's a $200 million movie and you spend $60 million on marketing and actually distributing the movie. That's a whole separate other cost, you know?
Yeah. It's like... So they'll be around $300... I mean, $300 million, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. And then you gotta, you know, see that they're only making... They're not making back the full... box office. The box office will report, oh, it made $150 million this weekend. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not getting every penny of that. They're probably getting at most 60 to 70%.
67%, yeah.
And it's probably more like after a while. That's probably opening weekend. I've heard of some movies, directors, and studios have the power to say, it's opening weekend, dude, we're getting 90%.
Yeah.
They negotiate that with theater chains, but like that dies down after a while and then...
They start losing out on that percentage. But, still, I mean, well, at any rate, they're going to make their money back.
Oh, yeah. $300 million they can make back.
They might
make... Worldwide box office, rentals, DVD sales, Blu-ray sales. Yeah,
they're going to make their money back a couple times over.
Yeah, it should be nice.
I wonder how many times we're going to see that movie. We should probably guess.
I'm guessing...
Get those numbers down. Well, how many times did we see The Dark Knight? I saw it 4.
I saw it 5.
And you saw it 5.
So, I'm guessing it's probably going to be 3 to 4.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll like this better than The Dark Knight.
It's possible. It's very possible. It's part of going back to The Dark Knight over and over again was... It was the IMAX thing. And we wanted to get in and keep on seeing the IMAX before we never, ever see the IMAX again. Right. Since this won't be that, I don't know if the repeat will be as high.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the IMAX-ness. The IMAX sound, at least.
Yeah. That wraps up the news for the podcast.
Yeah.
We got a question this week from our buddy David, a.k.a. Dagen96 on the forums.
Yep. This was actually an email question.
Mm-hmm.
Bonus email. He asks...
This is not Nolan-related.
This is not Nolan-related. This is
or movie-related.
No. This is more personal life-related. He asks... If you were in love with a girl from your school and she doesn't feel the same way, what would you do to get a good impression on her? Hypothetically. Sad face. From David.
Yeah. That question, we got that and Alex immediately forwarded it to me. I was like, oh, we got to answer this.
Yeah, definitely. Gotta help this guy out.
I don't know what to say. It's hard to say, you know, liking someone that doesn't like you back is awful.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean,
I think most people have gone through that.
Yeah, definitely. I know I have, yeah.
You know, it's... But, you know, I mean, at that point, you know, if the girl doesn't like you, you know, what else can you do? You can't not be you. The key is you always have to just be you. You can't...
Right, don't change that. Don't do that. Probably everyone that you've talked to about this before would say just, you know, forget about her, whatever, move on. But I think that might be the correct response. Because, I mean, especially since we don't have much more details about, like, the interaction.
Situation.
Yeah. Right, like if you asked her out and she turned you down, that kind of thing.
Right.
And then I think if you just move on from that and whatever. I mean, don't be mean to her. Don't ignore her or whatever.
Right.
But maybe...
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, no. Maybe it'll show her that, you know, what it's like a maturity thing, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like, oh, whatever, I'm not going to let it bother me.
Right.
Even though it might for a little bit, but you'll get over it. There are plenty of other fish in the sea.
Yes. I mean, I wish we had a great answer. We would say, find a genie bottle, rub it.
Right.
You know.
Have you seen The Prestige? Do something like that.
Magic tricks. I don't know. I guess it's pretty much what Alex said. And it sucks because I feel like you probably heard our answers before.
Yeah.
But I think Alex said something good. You know, she doesn't like you, so you don't. You just can't just go, well, she doesn't like me. I'm never talking to her again. You know, there could be a chance at a friendship. Yeah. And then that's when you just have to wait out and hopefully you realize, okay, well, this isn't going to work out, and then maybe you find someone else that you like, and then, mm-hmm. but you're still friends with this person, so.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, to get a good impression, you know, if she's got a bad impression on you, you know, of you, what do you, we don't know your situation here, but good impression is just be yourself, hopefully. I mean, this question is adorable, so I'm assuming you're just nice and sweet. You just.
Right.
Gotta be you. If you see that she's liking football guys, don't try to be a football guy. Or if you she likes anime and you don't like anime, don't be talking to her about anime if you don't know what the hell it is. You know?
Right, yeah. No, yeah, there's some good points there.
Because then it's awful. Then if you're in a relationship with someone...
Yeah, you can't pull that out for much longer. You're acting all the time.
It's doomed to fail.
Right. Especially if you don't enjoy trying to pretend to be someone else.
Right. But sometimes, you know, if you would want to do something for her or give her something, you would have to do it in a totally non-creepy way, which would have to be like, I don't know, like really silly things. Like you can't like give like someone flowers or a box of chocolates or...
Right. And I don't know, this time of year is kind of good for that because you have a chance, you have an excuse just to give something to someone.
Right.
It would be a little bit more on the creepy factor if you just like came up with a Christmas present to her at school or whatever,
right,
and gave it to her. But yeah, if you probably won't be in school during Christmas, but if you know her outside of school, get her something silly for Christmas. Silly is the key. It works.
Right. And then also, like, maybe get some friends together to go, like, ice skating somewhere and, mm-hmm. like, give her an invite, like, oh, well, me and blah, blah, blah are going ice skating. You want to join along? Like, some mm-hmm. mutual friends you guys might have. See if you can get something together. But, like, you're the one that kind of invites her, but it's a friend thing. It's not a date.
Right. Yeah.
Hopefully it works out. This is a hypothetical, so maybe right. this is just for future reference. Or,
yeah. I hope that helps, David.
If you use any of this advice and it works, let us know.
Let us know.
If it blows up in your face, let us know so we don't try to use it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, not in a bad way like that, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Good luck. That about wraps it up. For the show.
It's a short and sweet podcast this week.
Yeah.
Coming out a week later after last week's podcast.
Yeah. That's a record. We haven't done that in like 4 episodes.
Yeah, it's been a while since the teaser. Oh, yeah. We've been done some of the quick...
We did back-to-back like 2 days, right?
Yeah. That's I think nuts. The release date on iTunes is actually the same date.
Yeah. That's crazy.
This is our
10th episode of the Nolan Fans Podcast. And we've got a little survey that we'd like all you nice listeners to check out and fill out.
It's going to take you, like, no time at all.
Right, less than 1 minute, definitely.
Just answer honestly. It'll be, you know, it'll be a big help to the podcast. And we know there's listeners out there that listen every week or every episode, whatever it is.
Right.
And, we've gotten some feedback on the forums, but this would be a real quick way to get some uniform
responses
answers
to particular questions that we're looking for. Go to nolanfans.com/survey. There's like 5 questions up there. Whatever. Do it real quick.
And if you think of a way to improve the podcast, send us an email to nolanfans@gmail.com if you have any suggestions or ideas.
Comments, anything. Shoot us an email.
Questions you want answered.
Oh, absolutely.
Other ways of contacting or following us, you can follow us on Twitter. Follow us up at Twitter at twitter.com/NolanFans.
Become a fan of our Facebook page at facebook.com/NolanFans.
And then our YouTube account, where we got some trailers and cool stuff up in high definition.
High def.
Go to our YouTube account at youtube.com/NolanFans.
Yeah. You can just go to any website on the internet, /NolanFans, you'll probably find something.
Yeah, now we need to go make a Flickr account. And,
right, yeah, no. Netflix. If you like movies, if you like watching movies...
And you do.
You do, because you're listening to this.
And you want to watch free movies for 2 weeks.
Free movies. Mailed to your house. You don't have to leave your house. Don't have to leave your house.
It comes to your door for 2 weeks.
Overnight shipping. Just try it.
If you do my method, you can get in 4 movies in 2 weeks. Yeah. That's 4 free movies.
And how much is it after? It's $5
And if you love the service, which you will... And you can afford it. Rates start at $4.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Get DVDs to your door basically the next day 100,000 movies to choose from.
A lot of Blu-ray titles,
Blu-ray titles, live streaming to Xbox 360, PS3, Blu-ray players, all sorts of different systems now where you get the live streaming straight to your computer.
Definitely. Get your two-week free trial at nolanfans.com/Netflix.
Yeah, it's a good time of year to do it, too, you know. Go watch some Christmas movies. You know, if you miss, they're playing The Grinch on TV, you miss it, just rent it.
Get it, you know? Get it at your house the next morning.
Exactly.
All right.
That does it for the podcast.
Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, I'm Alex Hawes.
And I'm Teddy Glass. Let's get some post-production music.